crash US 95 southbound at Casino Center. The right lane is blocked there. Also, some moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 west at Green Valley, eastbound 215 at Valley Verde. We're getting some heavy volumes on Interstate 15 north at Hacienda, 515 southbound. That is at Pecos. And those lane restrictions continue. It's on Charleston, both directions, and it's at the intersection at Lamb.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. When the Raiders play their first home game, and that's scheduled for Week 2 against the Saints, that is when, officially, Allegiant Stadium is going to open up. Other events that were scheduled to take place there have been canceled. The preseason has been canceled as well in the NFL. The next event scheduled had been a concert with Garth Brooks, which was scheduled for August 22nd, but that has been officially moved back to February of 2021. So with that, the Week 2 game against the Saints is the first scheduled event at Allegiant Stadium. The Las Vegas Aces are now 1-1 after they come up with a win yesterday over Atlanta, 100-70.
This sports flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, and live sports. News clips, trending bits, and timeless hits. It's Kim and Courtney, Seth and Jimmy, Hoda, Savannah, Fiona, and Shrek.
I'm an ogre!
It's the best of streaming and the best of TV. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. These titles plus the English Premier League and Law & Order SVU streaming now. Content availability may vary over time. Some content requires paid upgrade.
And now more Straight Talk from Straight Talk. The big wireless companies say they're the only way to get the best coverage.
Because they've got like a gajillion cell towers?
Something like that. But Straight Talk Wireless runs on those same towers. So you get the same great networks for up to 50% less.
I wonder if they're counting that one in Kickapoo, Kansas.
Oh, boy. Switch today and get our unlimited plan for just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds and no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And we are honored to take you directly to the White House. Stephen Miller, you've seen him so many times on camera, senior advisor for policy to President Trump. He joins us from the White House. And Stephen, first of all, you've been able to gauge a conversation around the West Wing today on the passing of Herman Cain. He was a good friend of the administration. He was a leader for your Black Voices for Trump. Can you talk a little bit about what his passing will mean?
Yes, it's a great loss for the country, a great loss for the administration, and obviously and most importantly, a great loss for his family, and we send our prayers and our thoughts and our condolences to everybody in Herman Cain's life, and it's just a reminder, tragic, painful reminder, about how vicious this disease can be and the importance of trying to keep everybody safe.
Again, Stephen Miller joining us, senior advisor for the Trump administration. There has, to me, this election in 95 days is going to be all about choices. And do you want chaos in the streets? We've had chaos in the streets for 8 weeks in Portland. There is some sort of deal that was struck between the vice president
and the mayor of Portland, and Chad Wolf. Do we know what's in this agreement, and do you think it will stick, and what is the president doing to keep us from this chaos?
Great question. So you said it exactly right. This election in November is going to be about choices, stark contrast. Do you want a country that is descending into lawless chaos, where we defund the police, where we attack law enforcement, where the highest office in the land is used as a pedestal to tear down our police and to try to reward criminals at the expense of law-abiding citizens? Or do you want to have a president that stands strong for law enforcement, the rule of law, and the safety of every citizen? In Portland, you have seen, as you said, week after week, night after night, of remorseless violence carried out against members of law enforcement. Patriotic, hard-working Americans who serve this country in uniform to keep our streets safe. It is an abomination what has happened in Portland. And the mayor of Portland, who ordered her police to stand down, has committed a grievous crime against her city and this country. There is no such thing as an autonomous zone in America where federal law enforcement doesn't apply. That's the attitude of a secessionist. That's an attitude that has no place in 21st century America. Now, with respect to what's happening in Portland right now, DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, has long said that the state, Oregon, needs to step in and send police in to clear out the rioters. That's been our unbroken, long-standing position. Although the governor has tried to spin it in different ways, let's be very clear. The people of Oregon have been outraged. They've demanded that the governor act, and so she said that she's going to send in state police. We'll see if that happens or if it doesn't happen. With respect to DHS, we are not leaving until it's safe, period. When the conditions warrant, when the facts on the ground warrant, then we can pull back some of the additional federal officers that were sent to protect that courthouse. But that courthouse is a symbol of American prestige and America's constitutional system, not just in our country, but around the world. And we'll be damned if we're going to let anybody burn that courthouse down.
I want to ask you, because this is important, a lot of people are questioning the constitutionality. Does the president have the Constitution on his side for being able to go into cities and clean things up? What say you?
Democrats in Washington need a lesson in basic civics. Federal law is the supreme law of the land. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And under the Constitution, the Congress of the United States passes laws that are binding on all cities and all states and all territories in our country. And they hire and fund and pay federal law enforcement to carry those laws out. In this case, this is a federal courthouse, and by law, the Department of Homeland Security is not only allowed, but is required to protect it. The statute says shall protect. The requirement, which was enacted in 2002, transferring the authority to DHS for federal protection, is what protects every federal building in this country. It protects VA benefit centers. It protects Social Security centers. It protects access to Department of Interior buildings, to USDA buildings, to every federal building in the land. And your ability and the ability of all your listeners to access federal services depends upon our protection of these properties. And if we let this courthouse burn down, then no federal building is safe. So, yes, not only do we have the right, we have the obligation to protect that courthouse.
Stephen Miller joining us. Final minute. I want to ask you, because the president brought up the possibility of having to delay the November 3rd presidential election. It was alarming talk to Democrats and even to leadership on Capitol Hill, Republican leadership there. Is that what the president meant to say?
What the president has said and reiterated is that we want a fair election. There are enormous problems with universal mail-in voting, with no ID checks, no citizenship checks, no identity verification of any kind at all. We want a fair, honest election on November 3rd. Democrats want weeks and weeks and weeks of counting many fraudulent mail-in ballots. So, no, the president stands for a fair, honest, accurate, on-time election, and he was calling attention to the fact that Democrats' mail-in ballots put election integrity and security at risk.
Stephen Miller, it is great to have you on. Give our best to the president. Thank him for what he's doing for us, because he is all that's standing in the way of a Joe Biden presidency, and we cannot, our country cannot do it. Stephen, thanks so much
Amen.
For joining
Thank
us. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it.
Stephen Miller, he is the senior advisor for policy to President Trump, speaking to us from the White House. Stick around. This election is about it's about choices, folks. Those of you that are on the fence, those of you that say, well, I don't really like the way he tweets and all his social media, and oh, my God. Think of the choices. You have them right at your fingertips. All you got to do is go to your smartphone and talk about violence in Chicago, violence, you know, in Portland, violence in Chicago, violence in New York. The choices are there. We're going to take a quick break. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Sometimes it's asking a little too much.
We are going to need to all be practicing the best behavior possible.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problem. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We're getting disturbing news from Carson City. We were told earlier in the day that we would end up having a special session. Not today. We originally were told by the governor, in fact, on that speech he made during the news conference earlier, that there would be a special session, and it would probably begin on Thursday. Well, now I'm getting texts from various folks, and what they're telling me is that there's been no proclamation from the governor yet. None. In fact, we're going to check in with Scott Hammond, Nevada 18. Yeah, because what we're finding is that there is no declaration, and without a declaration, you can't have a special session. This is a little disturbing. State Senator Scott Hammond with us on the line from Carson City, and he joins us. Well, first of all, Scott, we thought the thing was going to begin today. A lot of you scurried up there overnight. When did you head up to Carson?
Well, I came up yesterday, but I don't think I scurried. I think I meandered all the way and had a good time just looking at the wildlife. But no, we got up here, like halfway up here, we were told that a tweet went out from, I think, a news source saying that we would not start today. That was, this happens time and time again where we are not getting official channels or official notifications saying this is what's going to happen. And so most of us were either on our way or most of the way here or already here. And of course, we don't know exactly what to do because, you know, if we're told that it's going to start on Thursday, you come up here. So we were up here. Now we're being told, at least our caucus leadership is being told they got a phone call from the governor's office or maybe even the governor himself saying, yes, we're going to start tomorrow. So it's not official. There's no proclamation yet, but it sounds like we're going to be starting tomorrow.
Have you seen most everybody that should be there? Is there? I mean, is this a deal where everybody's there? It's just waiting on the proclamation.
No, I haven't seen everybody. I know of a few senators who are still in Las Vegas, but I imagine that they're coming up now or in the morning. So I know of a few that, you know, for sure are not here.
Do you have provisions for virtual presence by members of the legislature?
No, not that I know of, not yet. I mean, I think that once you start the session, like we did in the special session number 31, you'd have to make that out. You'd have to, you know, declare that and then vote on that. So nothing that I know of right now for this one. I do not believe that was a carryover from last session. I think it has to start over again.
Okay, let me just ask you then. A lot of people are going to ask the question. It took 12 days to do what you should have taken maybe 2 or 3 days to do. They did not have their ducks in a row. Do you get a sense that anything is different this time around?
No, I don't get any indication.
Have you seen any bill drafts, anything?
No, we've seen some conceptual language, but no bill drafts as of yet. So nothing for sure. I haven't seen anything. No, I don't get any indication that this is going to be any faster. Now, the thing is, in past sessions, when you know this is an emergency, this needs to get done, and both houses have a pretty good idea of what's going to be on a bill or what's going to be talked about, we usually waive a lot of the rules and regulations to expedite it, to get them back and forth between one house and the other. I think with this, because we're dealing with mostly policy changes that really I think a lot of my colleagues would also say this, a lot of this stuff is not an emergency. You know, your liability, that's probably an issue that needs to be taken care of, and it's sort of an emergency right now. And maybe one other thing is something that you can qualify, but most of the stuff is really policy that could be left until a regular session. So therefore, if they ask us in the Senate to waive those rules, I'm not so sure that we're apt to waive those rules. So we might be here a little bit longer because we don't want to waive the rules. And the reason why we wouldn't want to do that is we want to make sure they're not going to push something through quickly and without a lot of input from people, especially those who disagree with what might be on the table, so that they have a chance to at least, you know, we can't stop it, but at least we can say, could you please put on the record why you would object to this and what would make this bill better in the end. I think that's the one thing we'd like to do is see, you know, kind of slow the process down a little bit and give people a chance to read and give input.
And State Senator Scott Hammond, in our final 45 seconds, will there be hearings? Will it be like a regular special session, or will it be like a regular session?
No, I don't think there's going to be hearings again. Well, there will be, but it'll be more like we'd had before with the Committee of the Whole, where people will be able to phone in. There's not going to be anybody in the building again because of concerns of COVID.
Wow. That's a scary way to do business, to do government. But I guess that's what we've got in the COVID-19 era. Scott, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know you were traveling yesterday, and I'm glad you got there and got there safely. Stay safe, my friend, and keep us posted, would you please?
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. State Senator Scott Hammond, Nevada 18, joining us. And hopefully they'll get these people out of there before too long. I mean, it took 12 days to do what should have taken a day or two or maybe three. And it looks like the earmarks of another long session, a special session, may be in the offing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind. It's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love that. The 999. Herman Cain. You know, there are people who, and I like to hope that you think that I'm this way too, because I really do. I love what I do. There is a joy when I walk in the studio. I love it. It's the best 3 hours of my day. It really, honestly is, and that's the way Herman Cain was. There was a joy. There are athletes. A guy that I knew back in my Kansas City days, George Brett. You could tell that when he played, whether he was, 10 for 10 or 0 for 10, there was a joy to his playing baseball. And there are a lot of athletes for whom it looks like pulling teeth. It's not that way. It's a game. It's a boys' game. And the fact is that George Brett exuded joy in playing. And that's the same way I try to be. I think I do. I've been told I do. But it's the same thing that Herman Cain brought to politics. A certain joy that I thought, is so different. I mean, all you have to do is look at what happened the other day in the House Judiciary Committee with Jerry Nadler and Bill Barr. I mean, there was no joy in that room at all. And that room needed a little bit of joy. I'm Kevin Wall. I am so glad you have made the choice to join us. And by the way, we are the radio program that can bring you David Bossy and Stephen Miller and Scott Hammond, state senator. None of the other shows can deliver that in Afternoon Drive. We are it. We are that's all there is. That's why they refer to us as Live and Local. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher, a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles vehicles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Broadcasting live.